I will now quit being nauseous, as this was my first time as well. I appreciate your patience with me.
You got your money's worth, I think. All right, Mr. Walter, straighten us out here.
Thank you, Your Honor. As I said when I first started this argument, the question is very simple.
Who wrote this policy? Must have been some lawyers, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Your Honor.
I just said who wrote this policy. Must have been some lawyers, right?
I'm not sure who wrote it, Your Honor.
Well,
it's interesting because my father happens to have been an insurance guru, and he told me when I was very young and knew nothing about any of this, don't ever buy a flexible premium life insurance policy. And he was right on the money. So.
Well, and Your Honor, when I first started, I said that this is a very simple and straightforward issue. The question is, when was the policyholder required to pay a premium under the terms of the policy? All opposing counsel had to do was come up here and tell you where in the policy it says that Johnson & Johnson was required to make a premium payment before the end of the grace period. And he didn't do it just because he can't do it. Instead, what you heard were analogies about gas tanks, the general definition of grace period that's used in other policies. You didn't get any reference to the terms of the policy. Judge Stewart, to your point, you mentioned the payment of premiums shouldn't be a mystery. What did the parties bargain for? This is exactly what the parties bargained for. They bargained to have a planned annual premium. That's the planned premium. It's not required to be paid. The plan when the policy was issued is pay this premium every year, and that will sustain the policy. You can pay more than that, or you can not pay it at all. It gives the policyholders, and this is a sophisticated policyholder who had an accountant running this transaction for them, assume that discretion. And then the policyholder failed to make that premium payment. And this is what's on the policy data page, really early in the policy, bold, all capital letters. It is possible that coverage will expire prior to the maturity date shown, where either no premiums are paid following payment of the initial premium or subsequent premiums are insufficient to continue coverage to such date. There's another provision that's very similar to that. The policyholder was put on notice by everything in this policy that if you don't pay premiums, ultimately you're going to go into the grace period and the policy is going to terminate. Mr. Acasi also mentioned the issue of lapse.